Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I want to discuss various sundry topics that have all come about in the last couple of weeks. What are we into this year now? Are we in 5-6 weeks now or so? And it's sort of a holdover from, oh my gosh, what happened? The world changed. I woke up, my president was gone, somebody else's president was in, if you believe that way, if that's the way you feel about it. On the Democratic side, there's a lot of, okay, my president's in, your president's out, now everything's going to be okay. What are you going to do for me? What have you done for me today? Have you done enough yet? It's already 6 weeks and I haven't gotten all the money I should have got for free, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in other words, the world's in tumultuous change, or you would believe. And then when you really sit down and you look at it, has the world really changed? The COVID virus is probably the biggest thing that's out there. It's the real, I'm going to say, sticky part of the whole thing, is that it's there and you can't seem to get rid of it. It's kind of like having mud on your shoe and you keep stomping your shoe in and the mud doesn't go away. It's stuck. So we're stuck with the COVID deal. But other than that, has the world really changed? Do you not need to get up and go to work and earn a living and pay your bills? Do you not need to think about raising your children and educating your children, getting your car fixed when it breaks down, buying a new car if that one's too old? Has any of that stuff really ended? And you know the answer is no. Yeah, many of you have been financially disrupted by losing your jobs. That is a terrible thing. But what if I would have told you that I've got 10, 20 radio shows from years ago, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? I can go back every year and you hear me saying the same old thing. You better have a second gig. You better have a second way to make income. You better have some passive income. You better be secure and safe. And you just never did it. So for those that have already developed all this passive income, and maybe their job was hammered, they're in a situation where they can survive it. For those of you that did nothing, now you're paying the price. And some of you have listened to me for, I get this all the time, guys. I've listened to you for 1 month, 3 months, 8 months, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and still haven't done anything. And you wonder then why you feel at the mercy of the government. That's your real challenge. Your real challenge is if you don't plan, you plan to fail. And the government's going to be all that much happier to take control of your life from you. So as we look at this thing, things have come up. And you get these questions, and bless your souls, I know some of you are scared and you're worried and you're wondering, and has the rules changed and will they change so much that things don't work the way we used to believe? But some of you never even understood how the things worked in the first place. So worrying about what they've changed to is almost irrelevant. You've got nothing to lose. You don't make enough money to worry about taxes. I got to worry about taxes. You don't have to worry about taxes. You've got nothing to lose because you have no assets to lose. I have assets to lose. You don't have assets to lose. So why are you so worried? Well, you might say, Del, starvation, child's education, you know, the basics in life. And I'm saying, you know, your problem is that you're living a life of quiet desperation. And you really need to look at the world from a different point of view. So I'm going to share with you today, and I brought a guest on today that's out in the middle of this stuff every day. It's my executive vice president for Lifestyles Unlimited, and she talks to thousands of people at any given period of time that are all out there going through this together. And she does blogs, and she speaks to these people on the phone, very interactive with everybody. So she's got her finger on this thing, probably way more than I do, I would guess, at this point, because she's now out there in it every single day. So I'm going to bring her on today. And we're going to try to breach a few topics. But the first topic I want to breach here is, before I bring her on, is that I read a book the other day because I heard a guy on the radio. He talks about safe money, and I'm not going to use his name. I don't think I'm going to say anything bad about the guy, but he has a radio show, and he talks about safe money. And really what he's doing, he's selling annuities. And so he had this free book, so I asked for the free book, see if there's anything interesting in it. And he brought up a point. He goes, there's only three ways to make money safely, according to him. And that is a bank account, insured by the FDIC. It is an IRA insured by whoever insures IRAs. The third one was an annuity, which was, he said, insured by the assets of a life insurance company. Well, it's funny because I don't think the assets of a life insurance company are really as safe as the FDIC, but whatever. You know, who wants to split hairs on this stuff? But then he makes this point. The problem with these safe types of income is that there's really no income. Bank accounts are paying less than 0.1% in most cases. CDs are paying less than 1%. He talks about government bonds. They're paying less than 1% probably at this point. But the reality is all these things that he points out are making no money. So how is that safe? How is earning no money safe? To me, if you earn no money, then when you have to spend money to survive, like in this pandemic, then you're eating away at your life savings. Whereas the investments I have in real estate all pay cash flow. Money coming in left and right from many, many different companies, and it just comes in the door. Now, obviously, I'm in a lot of deals where I don't work in the deal, but even if I own rent houses, money be coming in the door. And so that's the big difference. You should have taken action before, but now, in this age, you go, well, it's all changed. And because it's all changed, now it's too late, right, Del? Now, I should have done it. I really feel bad I didn't do it, but it's all changed. And I'm going to turn this over to my executive vice president, Ms. Lynn Merle. Lynn, has it all changed, or is it really just the same?
You know, I think it's really just the same, Del. And you know, I've been thinking a lot about this because there's a lot in the mainstream media that these are novel times, that we've never been here before, that it's trite analogies. But the truth is we go through this cycle every 80 years of turning over our government, right, and making fundamental changes to the institution of government. And about every 50 years, we have a massive cultural change. And we've seen it after every war. We are heading into that period of time again, but we've kind of lost that collective wisdom, but we're still here. And so we've been through all of this. And, you know, you made the comment that, you know, you need to prepare. You need to have that second stream of income. Well, we learned that in the Great Depression. We learned it through all of the minor recessions that we've had. And in our lifetime, we've learned it through multiple minor recessions and the Great Recession, which is in fairly recent history. And based on all of that, we know how this works. And if you have lost your job, it's devastating to you and your family, and you've got to work hard to recover from that. But there are lots of things in place to help you do that. They're still there. And there is that entrepreneurship that Americans have that I think really is what real estate investors are. We're entrepreneurs. We're looking for opportunities, and we're looking for that mutually beneficial relationship with everybody that is involved in our projects, including our residents, so that we can continue to make passive income and to create wealth through those investments while creating a great place to live. And as much as the government might want to socialize housing, I think everybody knows that can't occur. They can't do it. You know, there's no way they have the structures to run what small real estate investors across the country are doing every single day to provide workforce housing across the country. So I think we've been here before multiple times, and I think we're going into a period of change, and change can be uncomfortable.
How's that saying go, Lynn? It's the only thing that stays the same is change.
So true.
Take a short break. Be right back with Lynn Merle on the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Merle on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is the Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited, Ms. Lynn Merle. She was helping me discuss what's going on now and over the next 12 to 18 months in the marketplace. As we come back, Lynn, I want to discuss something that I keep hearing now and again, and I just want to make sure everybody understands it. Lifestyles Unlimited is it's education and a mentoring system that I developed some 30 years ago. And what it does is we take people in and we educate them on how to do real estate themselves. A lot of other places that are sort of knockoffs of ours, they're really out there trying to get money to put money into their deal. So they're giving you what they're considering an education, but the education is one-sided into making you believe you can't do this stuff yourself, that you really need to get with somebody else to do it because you're just not smart enough. They're the smartest man in the world type thing. And so what happens is people come here and they learn how to do deals, and then they go do deals. Now, we also have consultants and mentors, which is hands-on help to work your way through these deals. But I want you to understand it's 30 years of being a mentor, not that active myself in the last 10 years, but in the first 20 years, very active. I would tell people, don't buy that. That's too expensive. And they'd still buy it. I'd say, don't buy that. It's got these problems, and they'd still do it. I've told people not to buy student housing, and they buy it. We can go on and on and on with the things I tell people, don't buy condos, and they still buy them. As an educator and a mentor, you can't tell people what to do. You can suggest what to do, but they still end up doing what they want to do. Which brings me to the point that I'm coming to. And that is the big question is, well, with all these government rules on when you can evict and can't evict and so on and so forth, are not people losing behinds in real estate? And the answer on my portfolio is not at all, not a single one of the, what do I got right now, 6-7 apartment complexes and or 5 other pieces of real estate, none of those have lost any money. They're all making money, in fact, doing very well. Of the people I know personally, most all of them are doing well. I know that you've brought up, Lynn, there's been 1 or 2 properties have had problems. And in every case, when we dig deep into them, it's because they're not doing what we tell them to do from the beginning or all the way through, one of the two. So what I'd like you to do today is, if you can, you've got all this hands-on experience now, shed for people the positives out there of why 90-some percent, 95, 99, whatever the number is, of our people are doing well right now. And why the same old 3 or 4% that always have problems, whether in pandemic or not, are having problems. Can you shed a light on those two extremes there, please?
Oh, absolutely. I've been talking to investors from all over the country recently and doing a deep dive into what does success look like for real estate investors during the pandemic and success for businesses in general, and what does failure look like and what was it driven from? So failure is exactly what you said. You've got a business model out there, something that has been proven. One of the best ways to succeed is find someone who's doing what you want to do and doing it the way you want to do it and follow in their footsteps. If you do that, then you have a higher probability of success because you are not experimenting and running into failure after failure looking for the success. You have the model right in front of you, and that's what we have brought for 30 years. And it's what I did. I came in, I followed your model step by step, right in your footsteps, right? Just every foot planted right in the middle of your previous footprint as I walked that path. And that is what I'm seeing. The people who are struggling now are people whose businesses were struggling before the pandemic. You know, this is a time of testing. And if you were weak to begin with, then you are going to struggle and possibly fold during this time, whether you're a real estate investor, you have a restaurant, you have a big business, small business, no matter what it is. But what I'm seeing with our members is their focus on best product, best price, best people. They are not putting lipstick on a pig. They're not slumlords. They are going in as owners. They are fixing everything that is going to need repairs in the next 5 years or is already broken. They're creating the best product in their submarket, and then they're pricing it at the market price. That allows them to attract the very best residents, and the residents want to stay. And for the pandemic, that has been one of the keys. You want to stay in an apartment community or in a single-family rental property where things work, right? The water heater works, and you have hot water every morning. You don't have leaks when it rains. You don't have your HVAC system, your air conditioning, going out in the middle of summer because the property is well-maintained. When you talk to the teams that are on-site, they're polite, they're respectful, they're helpful, and they create a sense of community. And that's what we've seen our members do, is go out and really get involved, get on property, creating a sense of community during this time. And so people who are looking at having to make choices, they're short of income, they are worried about the future, we've reached out to them and tried to help. We've assisted with applications for assistance. We've assisted with unemployment applications. We've answered questions, provided resources, even provided local resources for new employment. And through doing that, we created a trust, and that resulted in them working to find a way to pay their rent because they don't want to leave. I think you even had a resident who left and then came back.
That's a funny story. We had a lady that was a really nice lady, but there was another, she had a dog, and some other lady went kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because of COVID. She lost her job. She lost a family member. So she had a lot of really negative stuff happen in her life, and she just lost it, and she started threatening people. So believe it or not, when they said you can't evict people, we evicted her. We didn't have any problem evicting her. We got her right out because she was threatening people. Boom, she's out. And all of a sudden, the lady who had moved, she goes, I got to get out of here. This lady scares me. Can I come back? Of course you can't come on back. Good story, though, because it shows you a couple things. Number one, things happen. Number two, we got the lady out. And number three, people realize that that wasn't even our fault. So I think that's a good story. Go ahead with what you're saying.
And I think that the other thing that people need to understand is that people who are taking advantage of the situation, you know, people who were selling toilet paper for $10 a roll back when toilet paper was short because somehow everybody thought they were going to need it, everybody could look at that and go, that's terrible. That's a terrible thing to do when there is a shortage to hoard it and raise the price to profit on other people's need. But that's what's happening with residents that choose to stay in an apartment or a single-family rental property and not pay their rent, even though they can't. And they'll even send taunting text messages, right, saying, I've got the money, I got a raise, but I'm still not going to pay you because I don't have to. Those are the people that the CDC moratorium actually allows you to get out because they have no need. They're taking advantage of a worldwide pandemic to essentially steal services from someone else. I think we can all agree that that is somebody who needs to go. And the CDC eviction moratorium is not a blanket moratorium on all eviction. It's a moratorium on evictions of people who really need help.
They're breaking us out the back end. We'll be right back with Lynn Murrow on the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Del Walmsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is my Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited, Ms. Lynn Murrow. And we're discussing the changes that occurred in the last 12 months and what we anticipate for the next 12 months. And Lynn, I want to bring up this next point I think is probably one of the most important points to me personally of what's happened over the last 12 months and what I foresee happening in the next 12 months, and that's this. There's an old Marine motto out there that says, adapt, improvise, overcome, and survive. That's a Marine motto. And I think it is absolutely what this year that was just passed was all about. At the apartment level, we had many, many different people sharing their ideas of how they improvised and got around. In fact, it got to the point where when the COVID was the worst, we literally were not even taking staff to work. They were working out of their homes. We were showing, everything went online. We were actually showing properties by having electronic locks where you'd set an appointment to show up, you'd give your ID and everything over the line, we'd verify you're a real person, then we'd unlock the locks, let you go in and look at the unit, you'd walk out, we'd lock the locks electronically, and we never even met the people. And we still made leases. It blows my mind. Now, let's move over to the educational business. The beauty of this company for 30 years has been the touch. You get hundreds of personalized touches once you remember. You got to go to meetings and all kinds of things where you met hundreds more people, mentors, consultants, everything, real estate agents. They're all there, all the vendors, everybody, touch, 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 and then gone. Office is closed. This could have been the greatest disaster of all times for Lifestyles Unlimited. Could have put us out of business. But instead, because of the team that you have developed around you, they shifted, adapted, improvised, overcame, and not only survived, but we had the best year we've ever had as far as new enrollments. So, Lynn, explain that to people, what it took to put that kind of a team together and get through something like that, what it means to our members now, where they get everything they used to get, but they can get it anywhere in the country, whereas before we could only deliver it live.
I think the transformation was already in process. We had already added, you know, virtual events and things to reach people across the country who didn't want to or couldn't fly to every event every month. But the will to connect was so strong within our team. And I think that's because each of us are members. We all came up through the program. We've all successfully implemented what you taught us to do. And so there was a huge motivation to connect and continue to change people's lives. We just sat there going, well, there has to be a way to reach people. There are many, many ways to talk and connect and communicate. And so we just took the platforms we already had. We started on those and we started reaching out. And I think one of the big things for us, just the nature of Lifestyles Unlimited, is that family feel. So it wasn't a one-way communication. It's not just a presentation that you sit and passively watch. It's an interactive chance online. So what happened is a transformation, and it involved everybody. So just last week, we were on a webinar, and we had just around 1,000 members on with us. And the chat box was just alive. And I would say something, and then a whole bunch of members would come in with examples. And some people would ask questions, and then we would discuss it. And we had a way to interact together. And we have ways for small networking so that people can actually meet each other and talk and get to know about each other. And in some ways, I feel like we know each other better now than we ever have before, because of these more intimate groups that our ambassadors across the country have put together. And our ambassadors are just super enthusiastic members who want to connect with the people in their state. And they put together online events and invite people from their state and then people from all over the country. And was just at one last night in Georgia with 80 people on it. And everybody's introducing themselves, talking about themselves, things that don't have to do with real estate, but have to do with their lives, their concerns, their successes, their goals, and then their real estate. And it lets everybody get to know each other as a person. And I think that is what 2020 was all about for Lifestyles Unlimited. It was, no matter what happens in this world, we are a family and we're going to connect and we're going to be successful.
Well, we take that, and what's interesting is while we shifted everything to online, we also opened an office in Phoenix and a real estate company out in Atlanta. I mean, that's moving, and that's during the pandemic. So I guess my real question to you is, why is it that people are so interested right now in what we do? I mean, it's almost like people are more interested now than they were before. Is it because now they're fearful that everything's going to change, or what do you think?
I, I think that fear is a big motivator for people. And there's some people who are sitting there right now going, I knew this. I went through this just a few years ago, or I watched my friends go through it, or coworkers go through it. I was the last man standing in the last layoff, and they knew they needed to do it, and they didn't take action. And what we do is set out a clear roadmap so you can see how it's going to work for you. You can see how you're going to take that journey. You're going to get to know the people that you're going to take the journey with right from the very beginning, from that two-day that you attend. The Financial Freedom Program Seminar is a great experience online. You get to interact with and meet a whole bunch of people, and you get a real good feel for who you're going to journey with. And I think that is making the difference, you know, the combination of those two things and the realization that real estate remains the best way to create wealth and passive income in America.
You know, the other day we had a team meeting, and I usually just sort of sneak into these things so people don't know I'm there, and I just listen. And I was listening away, and I said something that I thought after I said it that it meant, I thought that sounded kind of rude. Typical Del Walmsley thing. My thought comes out okay in my mind, but comes out rude out of my mouth. But it was this, I was listening to all these people excited about their job and how they've improved this program and perfected this software and is learning a new system for this and a new system for that. I brought up this point. I said, guys, you know what you sound like? You sound like to me, like a bunch of guys, a bunch of salesmen sitting at a bar talking about how they've increased their company's sales production this year by $10, $20 million and how the company's really doing well. And then I walk over to them and say, well, what did all that do for you? Which, you know, it's really what I was thinking to myself was completely different. What I really meant to say was, are any of you doing what we're teaching? And my surprise was, Lynn, well, you tell them they were doing a lot of what we're teaching.
Yeah, our team has continued to buy throughout the pandemic. We've been buying, we've been selling, we've been really doing well. And it's that optimism, right? It's the, we can make this happen. We can figure this out. If I don't know how to do it, I'm going to turn around and ask all the people around me on the team and within the membership for the resources I need to make it happen. And it works. And so, yeah, I think you were a little surprised to find out that, you know, members of our team have purchased apartments as IROs. They continue to buy and sell single family, those that are building their portfolio. Some are in the process of selling that portfolio, going into their first IRO deal. We've got a lot going on, and I myself invested through 2020 and have already made a couple investments in 2021.
The reason I bring it up is because in back of my mind, it's disingenuous to tell people to do what we do if we don't ourselves do what we say to do. And so this year I've been on a buying craze myself. It's just one of those things. I go in spurts, to be honest with you. I get excited about something and I want to do it a lot. And then I go, okay, I'm done. Let's go vacation for a while and do something else. But the bottom line is that I think that I was happy to see that all of the people that we have teaching this stuff was also people doing this stuff. That way when these people from the outside hear this and they come in and go, well, you guys are just saying that stuff, you're trying to sell us something. That's like a financial planner. You know, he's saying, I'm going to take care of your finances so you retire rich, and go, well, you're not even rich. How can you help me be rich if you're not even rich? So I think that was really important. We'll take a short break and I'll come up with a final topic for Lynn to discuss here when we come back from the break. We'll be right back with Lynn Merle and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is my Executive Vice President, Ms. Lynn Merle. Today we've been discussing the last 12 months and then, of course, the future 12 months here. And I just want to kind of cover this up here with the very last part of it with this couple of comments. Number one, you're going to have to get away from mainstream media. I don't care which one of the two you watch, but both of them are just, they're mind killers. You could turn that mainstream media off and not watch it for 6 months and turn it back on, and you'll think that you hadn't missed a day. It's just unbelievable negative. And the only reason I watch it, because I feel like it's my responsibility being on the radio to at least have some semblance of reality of what's going on in case somebody asks me a question about it. But other than that, sometimes I'll leave that gone forever, days at a time, and to come back and go, like, wow, another guy died, and people die all the time. But other than that, it's too negative. The next thing I want you to understand is that life has choices, and the choices are poverty, lower middle class, and upper class. And then, of course, that which I'll never touch, billionaire status. I don't have the roadmap to become a billionaire. I'm okay with that. When I had $1 million, though, I asked myself this question. How do you get to a billion? And some guy that was a billionaire told me, said, Dell, all you have to do is realize you only need 999 million more. Then I realized my plan wasn't going to work if it took me that long to get the first million, right? But as you move on and you go to larger and larger clumps from making 500 a month to 5,000 a month to 50,000 a month, you see that there's an exponential growth rate there, and that you can really pick whatever level of income you're interested in if you just stick with it long enough and do the right thing long enough and not do the wrong thing once or twice and knock it all out again and lose it. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, which most people don't get, is there's got to be cash flow, and almost nobody has any cash flow. And then rule number three is you can't get rich slow. And this is what I want Lynn to address, is that we had a while back in 2007, 8, 9, and 10 where we were buying properties at 50 cents on the dollar, and we were making 100 to as much as 400% return on them within a year or two. Now that number has come down quite a bit because the prices of the real estate has gone up. We're not buying them at 10 cents on the dollar anymore, 50 cents on the dollar. And so what I would like Lynn to do is to share with us at this point, what is a realistically sounding rate of return compared to 0.1% on my savings account, 1% on my CD, 1% on my bond, no dividends probably on the stock market, although there's some companies that do pay dividends, but I don't know what they are, probably never more than 4%. What is my livable expectation on one of these deals now, Lynn, both in single family and multifamily? Because I still see single family deals where people are getting up 10, 15% cash on cash return and 20 to 40%, 50% instant equity. So tell us what you see, because you're around it more than anything. You're seeing all the different cities. Give us some kind of idea what it, just a general, and I'm not holding you to exact numbers. You can give it to us in ranges, but just, if somebody's sitting down and you go, why should I do this instead of go earn 1% somewhere?
I was just working with one of our lead investor from the Central Texas area and then some from Arizona recently, and we were talking about the same thing. What is a realistic expectation for people in this market? And it's really important because you've got to know the market that you're in and what success looks like in that market. If you're holding on to a previous paradigm, you're going to stand by the sidelines watching the game, and you won't be in it, and you won't reach your goals. Right now in the single family, it's pretty amazing, the appreciation in hot markets across the country. So these are markets that people are moving to, right? Tennessee, Texas, Denver, Colorado is one people are moving to, Indianapolis, all kinds of places across the country, mostly in the middle where people are moving. And in those markets, we are seeing the kind of cash flow you were talking about, anywhere from 10 to 15% cash flow, and then an appreciation that we haven't typically seen in what people less than affectionately recently call flyover country. We saw that kind of appreciation on the coast. But I know myself, with the properties I invested in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, I've seen incredible appreciation of those assets. And then in multifamily, we're seeing, took a look across several portfolios that some of our prolific passives who have 10, 20, 30, 50 in different investments have shown me, plus my own. And I'm seeing anywhere from 6% to low double digit in their cash flow returns. And then anywhere from, you know, annualized returns of 20% on up. And we've seen some really, really high annualized returns in properties that have been sold in fourth quarter of 2020 and this first couple months here of 2021. And so you still have that engine for creating not just cash flow, but for creating wealth with these assets and then reinvesting that wealth. And that's what you've taught us, right? Is you don't go out there and buy the new car when the first deal sells. You go out and reinvest that money until you're creating the cash flow that feeds the lifestyle that you want to live.
Absolutely. Well, Lynn, I appreciate you coming on, sharing your knowledge with everybody here, and hope that we have another great year like we had last year. Keep up the good work. Tell all the team how much we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
For the rest of you out there, remember this. You can decide to live a life of quiet desperation, or you can live a great life. What gets in the way of a great life, though? Sometimes it's as much as a good life. Maybe it's a good job, a good wife, but it's not a great life. Your choice. Life of quiet desperation or great life. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.